CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. And we're looking in on the solar cycle of progression. This is our important star, the sun, and the sunspot activity following a graph that is projected initially by the Space Weather Prediction Center, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. But, Bob, it looks like sunspots are exceeding the expectation. Does that have meaning?
No. I do this sunspot update every single month, and I've done it now for more than a decade. As NOAA publishes its update of its monthly graph of the sunspot activity on the hemisphere facing the Earth, they publish a graph, and that shows the sunspot cycle over time. And I post it on Behind the Black each month when they update it, but then I add some context to it, the additional information, so that it gives you some additional idea of perspective. And so they just posted at the beginning of the month the graph that shows the activity of sunspots on the sun in the month of March. And what happened is that this number of sunspots increased slightly. And what's really significant, though, if you look at go to Behind the Black and look at the graph, is that the amount of actual activity is significantly above NOAA's prediction. The panel of scientists from NOAA, they made a prediction. It's a red curve on my graph. And consistently, the activity has been above that prediction. The last few months, it has been, for the first time, significantly above the high level of that prediction. So it's way above the prediction. Now, what does this mean? Right now, the amount of activity the sun is producing in sunspots is actually about the high of this prediction, and it's coming 3 years early, 2.5 years early. So does this mean we're going to have a much, much more active solar maximum in 25? Or does this mean that we won't? That instead, what will happen is it'll pretty much become flat for the next 3 years, with no significant up or down in sunspots. And we don't know. It could be either. This doesn't, because they don't really understand the fundamentals that produce sunspots with the sun's magnetic field. They know that it's related to the magnetic field. They know sunspots occur because of magnetic activity. But the actual dynamo in the sun that produces this cycle and the fundamental reasons that it produces this cycle are just not understood. So trying to predict what's going to happen next, it's basically guesswork. As I like to say, this science, past performance does not prove future results.
And Bob, of sunspots, or lack of them, can be associated with the climate on Earth, not proved, correct?
Yes. There is strong circumstantial evidence for the last 10,000 years that if the sun has a lot of sunspots, the Earth is a warmer climate. If the sun does not have a lot of sunspots, the Earth has a very cold climate. And there are some theories on how that works out. We do not yet have enough data to really understand the connection. So if a sun is very active over the next 3 years, you could expect the climate to be warmer. That will have nothing to do with SUVs or whether or not you're driving an electric car and running out of power. It will entirely might have to do with the sun. But we don't know these details, and we have to be studying them to find out.
To the surface of Mars, brave little ingenuity, the flying toaster, establishing new boundaries for the future flying toasters. What has it done recently, Bob?
It completed its 49th flight on Mars. I've got a map on Behind the Black showing you approximately where it is now. It's keeping ahead of Perseverance. I expect, actually, it probably will. If it flies again, it's not going to get much farther away, because Perseverance is right now doing its first drilling of a core sample on top of the delta that came into Zero Crater eons ago. So that first core sample is being obtained. So the Perseverance is not moving very much. And so the helicopter's got to stay reasonably close. So it made its 49th flight. It's right near the edge of Belva Crater, which is a crater on the delta. And it maybe is giving a hint of where Perseverance will go next. But where Ingenuity will go next, we'll have to wait and see, John.
What is Belva, Bob? Boy, that looks like a bunch of sand dunes in a crater. Do we know what's in there?
Yeah, that's sand dunes. I mean, what happens on Mars is sand gets blown into a crater and it kind of gets trapped there and produces ripples, dunes, and that's pretty routine on Mars. Belver was an impact that occurred after this delta was formed. And it seems to me right now where they're drilling is an area where ejecta from that impact probably fell. And so they'll get some of that information. I've been always wondering why their planned route, which is the red dots on my map, never included going into or near Belver. And I suspect Ingenuity, which has moved very close to it, means they might be considering a journey over to it and taking a look.
MOXIE, a very successful experiment on the surface of Mars. What is it, Bob?
This is probably the most significant thing that's come out of Perseverance. It's an instrument on Perseverance. It's an engineering instrument. It's a lot more significant, actually, than the geology work going on there, as far as I'm concerned. MOXIE was designed to test whether you could produce sufficient oxygen for humans from the Martian atmosphere, enough to sustain a colony. And back in December, I posted about this, where it had clearly done so. It was producing enough oxygen per day, 10 grams per hour is about half of what a person needs to breathe, and that's what it produced. So if you can plant enough MOXIEs on Mars, you could literally produce enough oxygen for a colony. There's no question of that. And so there was an update recently of MOXIE's first 2 years on Mars producing oxygen, and I've linked to it on Behind the Black, because as far as I'm concerned, this is probably the most significant discovery of Perseverance, because it has unequivocally proven that future Mars explorers will not need to bring much oxygen with them, and it will in fact have essentially an unlimited supply when they get to Mars.
All right, we go now to the Mars North Polar Ice Cap, and what I'm looking at from Mars orbit is a landscape that looks like waves of glaciers. Is that what this is?
I guess you could call it that, John. It's the edge of the North Ice Cap of Mars, and so yes, the edge would be a glacier, I guess. But we're looking at the very edge, and so therefore we can see lots of layers. That indicates the many cycles of Martian climate. It's very pretty. It's very hostile. And yes, it is ice, lots of ice.
Starship getting ready for Mars. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.